pressing on the upward way, new heights I am heading every day, still praying, yes, I'm on the path, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stay by faith of faith, one stable high up there that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart is no desire to stay where I've arrived and face dismay. Thou some may dwell where days above. My prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stay. By faith on him, one stable a higher being that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost heart and catch a gleam. Oh, glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I find. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stay. Oh, hey, when stable I appear that I am far. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up. Lord, I am by faith on him, one stable a higher appear that I am. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up. Oh, by faith on him, one stable is a higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Let's sing it prayerfully. Lord, lift me up, oh, and let me stand by faith on earth, oh, stable and oh, a higher place. I have found, oh Lord, plant my feet on earth. Yeah, let's sing it once again. Let's sing it once again. Oh Lord, lift me up. Oh, that's our prayer tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, lift us up, Lord, this evening, oh God. Oh, above every plains, Lord. As you have promised us, Lord, the day that wait upon you, oh, shall renew their strength and shall mount up with wings as eagles, Lord. Lift us up, Lord. Let us soar up, Lord. Oh, thank you that we have already found a higher grounds. Oh, in your name, Lord, we thank you, we bless you. We give you the glory. Oh, yeah. Grounds of the truth, the Lord has lifted us up. You remember the day from morning out to this hour. His grace has been so sufficient for us. Our going out and coming in, those who have been to work, grace has been there. Oh, to school. Oh, there are no more school. They are on holidays. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, in every aspect of life, Amen. We have seen his mighty hand. That he has sustained us through the day. So why can't we just say, Lord, we thank you. Just a short prayer. Just thank him for what he has done for you for the day. Oh, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, O God, for yet, Lord Jesus, what you have done for us today, O God. Oh, Lord, even genuine mercies that you have given to us from our various homes. Oh, Lord, we bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for protecting us. Thank you that, Lord, your mercies have endured us, Lord. Thank you that your grace, amazing grace, Lord. Oh, we have received, Lord, from you, Lord. And above all, oh, Jesus, oh, your loving kindness towards us, oh, Lord, that has placed a test upon our hearts, oh, God, to be in your presence, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory, Lord. Father, we thank you for our families. Oh, back home, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your hands are upon them, oh, God. We thank you for our children, Lord. Oh, the Lord Jesus, even in this evil world that we are living in, oh God, you always protect them, oh God. We thank you, Lord, we give glory to you. And Father, even Lord, we thank you for the test that, Lord, you've placed upon our hearts. Oh, to seek you, oh God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have found favor in your sight tonight, Lord. We thank you, we give glory to you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, God, we say thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, your word tells us in all things we should give thanks unto you. Your children, oh Lord, we have given all the thanks, oh God. And Father, now, as we have come to your presence, we know you had brought us here, oh God. And you said, blessed is the man that you have caused to approach unto you. He said, Lord, he will be satisfied with the goodness of your house. So tonight, even Lord, we know your word is true, Lord Jesus. So we've come with all humility, Lord. We've come with our sacrifice. Once again, Lord, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, which we know, Lord, you know despise, Lord. So Father, even as we tend to your word this evening, oh God, oh, the Holy Spirit, come, sweep over us, Lord Jesus, make your word alive unto us. Even as we humble ourselves to you, God, prepare our hearts, Lord Jesus, and our understanding, O God, we commit all into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God, Richie, bless you for coming. Amen. Praise God. Tonight, don't sleep. We have a Bible studies tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. And after that, definitely the Lord will give us something of exhortation to take home. Amen. Amen. So let's all turn to Revelation 3. We read from 1 to 4. Revelation 3, 1 to 4. Yes, many a time the fivefold ministry had to operate. Sometimes we had to do what? The teaching, Bible studies. Praise God. Tonight the topic is the seven spirits of God. What is it? What is the seven spirits of God? Let's read. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. And I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, see, if thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Amen. Oh, the Lord, his word is so great and wonderful. Heavenly Father, even your word, O God, is what we have read, Lord. You are the author of it, O God. Father, we sit at your feet this moment. The Lord Jesus, you break the understanding of this word of yours, O God, unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, this scripture, brethren, I tell you, there are many, many topics here. Oh, praise God. You can get many topics just from what we have just read, just four verses. But you can get sermon upon sermon, many things here to really preach about. Amen. But as I said, tonight, we are going to do a Bible studies, and we are going to look at the seven spirits of God. What is this seven spirits of God? Amen. Because the whole thing looks so strange. Because we know that God is what? God is one spirit. Amen. God is one spirit. Because the scripture says so. God is a spirit. It didn't say God is spirits. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in what? In spirit and in truth. Amen. Then here the scripture is saying that he had what? The seven spirits of God. So what is these seven spirits of God? Already he said he had what? Seven spirits of God, and then the seven stars. I believe we all know the seven stars already. You remember? We know the seven stars. Let's turn to Revelation 1:20. The seven stars. The seven stars are the seven messengers that have been sent to the seven church ages. Praise God. Yeah, Revelation 1:20. It said, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, is that the seven stars are the angels, amen, of the seven churches. Praise God. The seven messengers, the seven angels. So the stars, the seven stars are what? Are the seven angels, the seven messengers that have been sent to the seven churches in Asia Minor. Praise God. So we know already the seven stars. So what about the seven spirits of God? The prophet said this phrase, the seven spirits of God, appears four times in the book of Revelation alone. Four times. So let's look at it and then begin to what? Break it down. And find the seven spirits of God. What is it? Amen. First one is in Revelation 1:4. When it talks about the seven spirits. Revelation 1:4. It says, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Amen. So that's the first one. Then the second one is in Revelation 3:1. Revelation 3:1. First. He said, and unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, that's what we've just read. These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God. That's the second, that's another one. Seven spirits. Then the third one is in Revelation 4:5. Revelation 4:5. And out of the throne proceeded what? Lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Amen. John saw what? Seven lamps burning. Seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Amen. And then the fourth one is in Revelation 5, 6. And here it says, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Amen. Yes, sir. So now we can see seven horns here, seven eyes. And said, they are the seven spirits of God. Oh, I love that. Amen. And then another place, the other one, Revelation 4, 5, he said, he saw what? Lamp. See, he saw seven lamps burning, seven lamps of fire burning before the throne. So these seven spirits of God alone, we have seen that they are what? Seven lamps of fire burning. Amen. They are what? Seven horns. And then they are what? Seven eyes. Praise God. And all these, they are the seven spirits of God. Now we have a question to answer, that we know that the Spirit of God, God is one spirit. Amen. Then where comes these seven spirits of God? And we know that there is no contradiction whatsoever in the Word of God. The Word never contradicts itself. If there ever be any confusion, praise God. God is not the author of it. Amen. Because people try to what? Interpret the Word of God by their own intellectual knowledge. But you cannot interpret the Word of God by intellectual knowledge. It has to be revealed to you. Amen. It has to be a revelation revealed to you. Praise God. So that brings what? The confusion. And God is not the author of that confusion. Amen. So the prophet said something. He said, every question that comes up in our lives, there has got to be a true, correct answer. Amen. Brethren, any question that comes in your life, find what? The true, correct answer. Don't accept any half or some fractions answer. Praise God. When 1 + 1 = 2, that is the answer. When somebody tells you 1 + 1 is 1.99999, it's still wrong. So any question that comes in your life, make sure you have the true, correct answer. That says the prophet. Amen. And then he said, if it is a Bible question, the answer must come from the Bible. It shouldn't come from any fellowship or some denomination or some intellectual man. No, sir. Praise God. Because that brings about what? The confusion. Amen. So he said, if it's a Bible question, the answer must come from the Bible. Amen. He said, it should come straight from the scripture. It's a Bible question. And so now we have a Bible question. We know that the scripture says in John 4, 24 that God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. God is a spirit. Not God is spirits. But now we see here the seven spirits of God. Mm-hmm. Amen. So, We got to get what? A Bible proof, Bible answer. Amen. So, the prophet said something here. He said, the seven spirits of God means it is one and the same spirit coming forth in seven folds. That's how the prophet put it. That the seven spirit of God, he said, it is only one spirit coming in what? Seven different folds. How can we get a proof? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 12. We'll get a proof there. 1 Corinthians 12, let's read from 4 to 11. Whether one spirit can manifest itself in many folds. Yes, sir. Amen. One spirit manifesting itself in many folds. So here it is. Now there are diversities of gifts. But what? The same spirit. Amen. Amen. Next one. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Next. And there are what? Diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Next. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. See, now next one. Said, for to one is given the spirit of the word. The spirit of the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge. By the same what? Spirit. So they are not what? Different two spirits. Praise God. But two different what? Operations. But the same spirit. And so when you continue reading, to another is given what? Faith by the same spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same spirit. Praise God. So these seven spirits of God, they are not different spirits standing there, but is the same one spirit of God working in seven different folds, standing before what? The throne. Being what? A lamp of fire burning. Being the what? The seven eyes. Being eyes of God. Oh, yes, sir. So, we see that the seven spirits actually refer to one spirit of God. They are not seven different many. One spirit here, one spirit here, one spirit here, one. No, sir. Praise God. But what? The spirit, one spirit of God working in seven what? Different folds. So when we hear the seven spirits of God, it is what? One spirit. It's one spirit working in what? Seven different folds. Amen. And these, we will come to a place to know that these seven lamps of fire burning, they are these same seven angels that were sent to seven churches ages. Praise God. See. Now let's, said, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let the word of God be established. So let us look at another one where God has one spirit, but it's working in what? At more than two, three, four, five what? Ways. Amen. And that is what? The spirit of Elijah. Praise God. The same one spirit. But working in what? Five different what? Prophets. And the prophet said here, let's read it. He said, I would like to illustrate that from the word. He said, the Spirit of God was mighty upon Elijah. Then that same spirit came upon Elisha in twofold effects. Then centuries later, the same spirit which we call the spirit of Elijah because of the ministry, it came upon John the Baptist. So from Elijah to Elisha to John the Baptist, amen. It is the same one spirit of what? Elijah. And then listen to what the prophet said here. He said, one day, the same spirit identified by the same manner of ministry will come upon a man. That's how he put it. He won't say that it is me. Amen. He said, it will come upon a man for the end of the Gentile church age. And we know that to be what? Malachi 4, 5, 6. That I will send you an Elijah. Amen. Before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. See? So that makes it what? Four Elijahs. With what? The spirit of Elijah. But is it the same one spirit of God working in all this world? Four prophets. And then the fifth one is yet to come. Amen. See? So, the seven spirits of God is just one spirit of God that is what? Manifesting itself in seven different folds. So, it's not what? God has seven spirits. No, sir. God has only one spirit. Amen. Amen. As we read from 1 Corinthians, diversities of what? Gifts. But they are what? The same spirit. Oh, hallelujah. So, he said, putting our scriptures we've discovered together, it is evident that the seven spirits of God refer to the continuous ministry of the same Holy Spirit in the lives of seven men with whom God identified himself very closely. And he said, they were his eyes, because we saw that he that had what, the seven eyes. Said, they are his eyes. These seven prophets that were sent to the seven church ages. Amen. They were the eyes of God. Hallelujah. The eye of God, you know, can see what it can see the ordinary eye cannot see. Praise the Lord. What it can see the ordinary eye cannot see, the eye of God. And that is what we also have to be in that same situation. That what we see, the world cannot see. Amen. That is the eye of God. Remember one time, Elisha's servant woke up early in the morning and he went out. Then he came back running to the prophet. Hey, we are finished. The enemies, the Assyrians, they have compassed about us with chariots and horses. Amen. Elisha just looked at him, just laughed. And you could see the servant was just what? Shaking, said, this is our last. The whole place is what? The city is compassed about by the enemy. Amen. Then Elisha did what? He said, Lord, open the eyes of my servant. Amen. So just open his eyes. So there is what? The eye of God, which we all today, because of revelation, our eye can see something the world cannot see. Amen. Amen. And when his eyes were opened, oh my, the whole mountains around, chariots of fire, amen, ready to devour the enemy. Amen. Praise God. A true believer, a true Christian, your eye sees things that the world cannot see. Amen. A true Christian can go without what? Any coin in his pocket. But still you see the joy that is in him. But let the world, the man in the world, with, even with 10 euro, he's still crying. Say, hey, today what am I going to eat? See? But the true Christian, he knows that he has a God that what will provide all his needs according to his riches in glory. Amen. That's the difference. Amen. So we have what? That eyes of God. Oh, praise be to Lord. See. And again, he said, and they are what? His lamps. See? Lamps, the fire burning. That is what? The life of every true Christian. Always there is what? A spiritual fire burning in you. See? You become what? A light of what? The world. So ye are the lights of the world. Amen. So let your light so shine. Oh, hallelujah. That what? When people see that light, oh, they'll glorify your Father which is in heaven. So we are the lights of this world. You see? The written epistle, just you are walking, you are what? A written epistle being read of all men because your life is what? A different life. Amen. And people look at it in your community, they see you as a different person as compared to others. Even comparing you to he himself, say, I wish I could be like this guy. Amen. But he hasn't got it. There is no fire in him burning. See? There are no church bells ringing in his heart. See? The church bells must be here, not the one hanging, ping pong, calling you. No, sir. The church bells must be here. Praise God. So you yourself know, you see that it will be ringing in you. I say, yay, I'm late. My, the way how you just put things quickly, just run to the house of God. You didn't hear ping-pong, ping-pong. Those who hear ping-pong, ping-pong, oh my God. You have to be called before. No, sir. A true Christian wouldn't be called. The church bells are right in his heart. They are ringing. Amen. Hey, my brother, my sister, if your own is not ringing, hey, begin to what? Get down on your knees. Amen. Anytime. Service time, riches, and you have nothing. Nothing is holding you, and you begin to. The devil comes telling you today. You don't see that you are tired. Hey, tell the devil go behind me. Amen. 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 He's trying to kill that church bell that is upon your heart. So we are the lamps. We are the light of this world, brethren. Let us be what? Burning with fire. Amen. The fire of God, you know it. Hey, very, see, it can cause, see, it's so great, but it doesn't destroy. Amen. Just like what Moses saw, the bush burning, but it wasn't being destroyed. That's the fire of God. Amen. The same thing also. When the children of God saw the glory of God upon Mount Sinai, he said it looked like a devouring fire. And Moses, God called Moses into this fire. Amen. To this cloud. And he didn't kill him. That's the fire of God. The fire of God will never destroy his brother, will never destroy his sister. Oh, yes, sir. If you have, the fire in you begin to destroy, it is a different fire. Amen. Amen. That's why, as we said, from this time going, now that we have lit the light, amen. And what? We have what? Started the revival. Amen. Oh, let us not quench the spirit of the revival. Amen. Let us be on fire. Amen. Continuously now. Amen. So when I was inside there, you were singing, burn on, oh, God bless you. Burn on, Oh, fire, God, burn on. Oh, till all my drowse is burnt away. Prepare me for the rapture. For the rapture day, oh, fire of God, burn on. Yes, let's burn on. You know, when Pastor was sent a message to our WhatsApp, he said, keep the fire burning. Amen. Amen. Let's keep the fire burning. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. You are on fire. I'm on fire. When we meet together, it's what? A devouring fire. Amen. Amen. So, he said, how beautiful that is, that the stars was meant to reflect the light at night, for the sun has gone. Just so the messengers, these seven messengers, these seven angels, to the seven churches, amen, he said, to each age was to reflect the light of the S-O-N, the sun. Praise God. He was making a type here. He said, when the S-U-N, the natural sun, has gone, stars come. And these stars, they reflect what? The light of the sun in the night. Amen. To show us the way. Amen. Amen. And so the same also, when S-O-N went back to glory, darkness over what? Everywhere. But he sent this word, these seven messengers, as light, reflecting whom? Reflecting Christ. And so their message is what? Their messages, they are all what? The light of God. And so when you take the message also, you become also what? A light. Amen. Praise God. See, and that's all about what? The Holy Spirit. It's all about what? The Holy Spirit. So we are talking about still this. Let's read something about Moses here. Exodus 20 to 23. Because we need to really take close attention of what these seven spirits of God, which are the seven eyes of God, which are the seven lamps of God, which are the seven messengers of God, the same one spirit. Now let's look at something, brethren. We shouldn't take their message lightly. Because when God sends an angel, amen, all of that angel is what? Is Christ himself. So let's read this. He said, behold, I send an angel before thee, he was telling Moses, to keep thee in the way. So the angel is to do what? To keep Moses on the way, the rightful way, the righteous way. Amen. Amen. So that he will not deviate to the left or to the right. But he will put him on the righteousness. Amen. Amen. So, these messengers, they are to what? Their message is to keep us in the way. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way. Amen. And to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. It's only their message that can take you to where he has prepared for us. Our destination is what? Their message. Because they hold the eye of God. They hold the light of God. They are burning. They are the burning fire of God. And if we also take the message, it will lead us on the path of righteousness. And it will what? Lead us to our destination. We all want to go to heaven, isn't it? Amen. We want to be with him. And it is they, those angels that are sent. They are the ones that we go to what? Hear their word. Amen. He said, beware of him. Amen. And obey his voice. So let's obey the message. Praise God. The voice is not their voice. It's the voice of God. Amen. Brethren, watch it closely. Watch it closely. How this message has turned you into what you are today. Amen. I've always tell you about my own. Sunday, I was a footballer. Sunday, oh my. To see me in church? No, sir. See? I'm out there playing football. See, with my hair up like that, they call me Afrobot. See? But something happened. My brother tried and tried and tried to bring me to this message. I packed the books. I won't read. And one day I went to play football and God broke my leg like this. I've seen my own bone. Compound fracture. It pierced through the leg, my skin here. My right leg. 2 weeks in the hospital, they said they are going to amputate my leg because tetanus has entered. See? Then I said, God, if you can just heal my leg, I won't play football again. See? Let's just come here, my testimony, let's put it somewhere. Praise the Lord. Amen. And in short, God healed me. And my vow, I stood by my vow. Amen. 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 I never played football again. Amen. Praise the Lord. And now he's made me what I am today. So it's the message that really turns man into what? Into a true life. Amen. He said, obey his voice, provoke him not. Amen. Provoking is what? Disobedience. When you disobey the message, you are provoking God, just like they did in the wilderness. Moses, oh my. God has opened a way where there was no way. Something that has never happened. Walking through dry grounds with a wall. Have you seen a wall of water? Wall of water here, wall of water here. Walking on dry grounds. Amen. God is great. And when they got to the other side, God tested them a little. They saw water. They went to drink the water. It was bitter. Ah, Moses. So you brought us here to kill us. Eh? It was better we were in Egypt. Even when we were there. Eh? We were so... We told you, leave us alone. Leave us. Now, you see, look at the water. Oh, my, they provoked God. See? So, when you doubt the word, you doubt the word of God, you are provoking God. So we shouldn't doubt the word of God, but let's bring our faith, no matter how the word says it. As we said, he said, faith no what do, only one thing. What is it? We said it here. God, faith knows one thing, that is it. God said so. Amen. And that settles it. Don't forget, I've been asking this question all the time. Amen. This is the last time. Our next time I ask, I will see that many people will answer it. Said, faith knows one thing. God said so. Amen. And that settles it. Amen. 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 Just like Abraham, God has spoken and that settles it. Amen. He said, I'm going to have a child. That settles it. I'm not looking at the circumstances that I am what? 90 years old. And my wife's womb is what? Is completely dead. I'm not looking at those circumstances. God said so. Amen. Faith. Amen. And God has to fulfill it. Amen. But when doubt comes in, you provoke him. He said, he will not pardon your transgressions. If you do that, you will not pardon your transgressions. Because my name is in him. My name is in that angel. Amen. My name is in him. So obey him. Praise God. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine what? Enemies. Oh, is it not the great something God has given to us? So great an assurance like this. If you will indeed obey his voice, if you obey the message, amen, then I, God, am going to be an enemy to your enemy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And an adversary unto thine adversaries. Amen. Oh, then who can be against you? Who can be against you? Nothing can be against you. Amen. Powers, principalities, persecution, what is it? Nothing can be against you. Because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. He said, for mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee unto what? Unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, all the sides, all the sides. He will bring you to them, but it will all happen. I will cut all of them off. Amen. Yes, sir. My brother, that's where we are. We are among what? All the eyes. Different eyes are all around us. Praise God. You don't see them. If you know the eyes that are against you. If God will just reveal a little eyes that are pursuing you. My brother, you always come and sleep in the house of God and thank him. Amen. But God has taken charge of all those things. Praise the Lord. He is good. Amen. He said he will cut off all those who stand against us. Amen. He will surely take what? Take control over them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he said, so what was the angel? He said, this angel was the angel of the covenant, as the one that was sent to Moses. He was the angel of the covenant. And that said, all the old things are a type of what the new things to come, you see. And he said, now, as God led the church, see, in the natural, when God led the church out from Egypt, he said, as God led the church in the natural in that day, he's leading the church in the spiritual in this day. And then he asked, do you believe it? Amen. He's leading the church in the spiritual in this day also. Amen. And they were the people of God until they were called out of Egypt. See? And then they became what? The church of God. Praise the Lord. They were the people of God, all right. But until they were called out, before they became what? A church. A church means what? Call out. Praise the Lord. So we have been called out. See, so that's why we call ourselves what? A church. Called out. Church means called out. Amen. They were called out of Egypt and were called out of the world to be made what? A peculiar people to serve God. So we, that's what we are, a peculiar people to serve what? To serve our living God. Amen. So now, let's now, for our short hesitation, let's look at the text that we read. We're talking about the seven, we finished the seven spirits of God. It's what? It's one spirit. It's not this in physical seven spirit. No, sir. It's one spirit of God that's manifesting itself in seven folds. Amen. As the seven messengers that were sent to the seven churches. Praise God. They are the eyes of God. They are the lamp of God. They are the horns of God. Amen. They are all one spirit. Now let's look at verse 2 of what we read, Revelation 3, verse 2. And now let's pick something from there to take home with. Now he said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Amen. But let's look at the word be watchful and strengthen. Amen. These two words, be watchful and what? Strengthen. Any watchful man is always what? Is always on the post of duty. Every watchful man is always on the post of duty. And that makes him what? A real good watchman. See? A good watchman, he doesn't slumber nor sleep. Amen. As we know, Psalm 121, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. That's the way a true watchman never slumbers nor sleep. Amen. Oh, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't sleep. But he's talking in the spiritual terms. See? He's talking in what? In spiritual terms. You are awake, but what? You are awake, all right, but you are sleeping. Spiritually sleeping. Amen. Look at what he said here in verse 1. Because that's what I said. There are many, many topics. He said, verse 1, go back to verse 1. I said, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. See? You have a name. The name that you have is that you are living, but you are dead. See? And the scripture says, anyone that is living and dead is someone what? Who is pleasure of the world has taken him. Pleasure of the world have taken you. You are living all right, but you are dead. Spiritually dead. See? So that's the same thing here. The slumber, no sleep, doesn't mean we wouldn't slumber. Even sometimes we come to church and we slumber. Even right in the church here. Amen. Praise God. And we sleep. For this night, everybody is going to sleep. Not that kind of natural slumber, slumbering and sleep is talking about here. As we just see here that you live, you are living, but you are dead. Because the pleasures of this world has already taken you up. So here, he said, a watchman doesn't slumber nor sleep. See? That means you are always what? Awake. Amen. Just like what Joshua, when God told him, this book of the law, amen, meditate upon it day and night, not turning away to the left or right. Praise God. That is someone who doesn't slumber, doesn't sleep. Meditating upon the word of God. Even driving, he's meditating. Even in the kitchen, Slashing onions. He's what? He's meditating. She's meditating. Let's make it she. Because it's the women that normally slashes onions. Praise God. Hallelujah. See? That said, be watchful. See? Be watchful. That don't slumber. Don't sleep. Spiritual one. Amen. When the world is asleep, a good watchman is awake and keeping vigil. See, that's on the post of duty. And when the world is reviling, the good watchman is watching and praying. Amen. Take notice of this. When the world is asleep, the good watchman is awake and keeping vigil. When the world is reviling, the good watchman is watching and what? Praying. Now, the prophet was saying something here. He said, be watchful means to watch. Contains not only the idea of being awake, but to be alert also. Amen. He said, watchfulness is not only when you are awake, but you are what? Alert. Praise God. You know what, someone who is alert? Huh? That means his discernment is what? Working. Praise God. His discernment is working. Something begins to tell him that something is going wrong here. Truly, yeah. Someone is trying to break into what? Into the car. He's always alert. A little something, he doesn't overlook it. He's always alert. There are many things we tend to overlook. Brethren, don't overlook anything. Any small thing. Never overlook them. That's where Christ is. Amen. Yes, sir. So he said, watchfulness, be watchful, doesn't only mean that you'll be awake, but you are alert. Amen. You are alert. Any small thing you know that, yes, or anything it draws your attention to examine it. Amen. Oh, to see that, yes, it is right, it is wrong. Don't accept anything just like that because it comes. Praise God. He said, try all spirits. Try all spirits. Praise God. That shows alertness. And then he said, strengthen. To strengthen means more than just what gives strength. It means to fix and establish for permanency. Amen. When something is, you see that something is going not right, brother, my sister, fix it. And make sure it's established permanently, that it will not fall into that thing again. Amen. Oh, I did something wrong. Fix it. And establish it this time permanently so that you don't do that same mistake again. Praise the Lord. See? Fix it. And establish it and make sure you don't do it. It remains now permanent. Every day, like a church I know, they go and do confession. Next week, confession. Another week, confession. Oh, every day, confession. Ah! No, sir. So when are you going to what? Move. When are you going to finish with what? Building the house. Praise God. The foundation is faith. But even the foundation, you cannot what? Finish building the foundation. So that you go to the next one. Amen. Virtue, knowledge, temperance. When are you going to finish with the house so that the capstone will come upon it? Amen. Even the foundation, every day you go and say, Lord, you see, I didn't add the correct mortar here, you see. I didn't put sufficient water in here. The cement was so weak, and so now everything is broken up again. When will you finish with the foundation? Faith! Foundation. Faith knows one thing. God says so, and that settles it. Amen. The prophet said, see that you don't go back. See that you don't go back. It is always what? Forward ever. Backwards never. Just like Paul said, oh, I press on. You sing that song today also. I'm pressing on the upward way. Today you sang the songs really good. Amen. Paul said, I press on towards the mark. Look, put the mark before you and say, this is what I'm going to establish. This is what, Lord, help me now. I'm moving forward. No backwards anymore. I'm not going to look at the circumstances. I'm not going to turn to the left or right. But I'm focusing on you and moving forward. Amen. Oh, Peter, when the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, they weren't sure. You know, Peter always would try to test everything. Amen. If you are the Lord, then ask me to come also and walk on the sea. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Jesus had come. Amen. He jumped into the what? The sea. And look at Peter also walking on the sea like Jesus Christ. As long as he was what? Looking at him. Amen. Then when he turned his eyes to look at the billows and the storms, then he started sinking, you see? Lost your focus on Jesus Christ, and you are sinking. Amen. Started sinking. Because he turned his focus away from Christ. But as long as the focus was on Christ, he was walking like Christ. As long as we look unto him, we will walk like him. We will act like him. We will talk like him. We will do everything like him. As long as our focus is on him. Praise the Lord. Don't turn to the left. That's why he told Joshua, never turn to the left or to the right. Praise God. He said, see that you don't go back. See that you don't go back. Amen. Hey, this message, you go back into the world. Ah. Last Wednesday we read the what? The scripture. After you've come here, you've cleaned the house. All the evil spirits that were in the house here, they've all taken flight. That evil one that was in the house here. Even it was maybe only one spirit that was inside you. But now you flushed it out. Hey, then you go back, my brother. He's what? The Bible says he's just going about dry grounds. Where am I going to? He's feeling cold. Just at the corner somewhere here. Then he sees you passing. Hey, today is Sunday and that's the house I was living in. You know, we read it. That's my house. Remember we read that scripture yesterday? Say, my house. Then he sees you passing. Ah, today he didn't go to church. Ah, what is happening? Then he comes in and peeps into the house. Oh! Then your mind and thoughts, everything have changed. Then he goes, finds seven other spirits that are very, very strong than he himself. Say, come, there is an empty house. We won't pay any rent. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then they rush in and then they said, when they come, the life of that man is what? Worse than before. See? Worse than before. They would rather make you pay rent to them. He is living in your house, though. But he still, you will pay the rent to him again. Amen. See? You know the rent you'll be paying? You take your money to what? To go to cinema shows, to go to discos, to buy cigarettes, to drink alcohol. See, you are paying him what? Rent. You are paying rent to him. He's leaving your house free, and you are paying rent to him again. Amen. Oh, my. My brother, I said, see that you don't go back. Amen. He said, to keep from going back, become alert. To keep you from going back, he said, become alert and remain ever watchful concerning the things of your captivity. You will lose all. said, strengthen yourself now in what you have. Amen. Whatever you have, strengthen it. Amen. Whatever you have, do what? Strengthen it. See, we remember the first church age, Ephesus. They left their first love. See? They left their first love. And so Jesus was admonishing them. He said what? Examine, remember where you left your first love and go back to it. Amen. You know, this scripture, my wife is here. There are Christians out there and their marriage was broken. The man was living somewhere and the woman also living with two little kids. That's where my wife goes to look after these kids. So when I went to the house, I asked the woman, but where is the father of these kids? Then she told me all that she's in the town, but he's living somewhere else. I said, but why should it happen so? So I took it upon myself to see if I can bring them together. Amen. Meanwhile, I've been told that two other ministers have tried. It didn't work. The minister for the man didn't work. The minister for the woman didn't work. So I spoke. I called a man one day, spoke with him. He's told me all about the problems that he's facing. I said, my brother, you hold on. Let's pray over it. We prayed. I went back to the woman. I said, this is what the man is saying. If it is true, then let me show you a woman, your position in marriage, what you are supposed to do. I read from the scripture to him, to her. And then I went back to the man again, spoke to him also about the responsibility that as a man, as a husband, he's supposed to do. All from what? From the word of God. Amen. Then I asked him, look, come, live together. And one thing I want to tell you, I'm not going to sit down with two of you. You say your own. It will just flare up what things again. But one thing I want to leave the two of you that. Two of you. Just remember the time you saw yourself first time. Look at the love that, see? You've got two kids. That means your love was very strong. Isn't it? They were remembering, huh? They were remembering truly how they met and the way how the love was. Say, just remember. Tell me. I gave them some few minutes. Say, now remember the first time you people met, your love, the beginning. I gave them time to remember. Amen. Then I said, you know what I'm going to do? Go back. Find where you left that first love and go and take it. That's all what I told him. Man, stay with the children. Help your wife. You stay here, the two of you. Stay in this house. And then begin to what? You have your room. He or she also has a room. Stay here. Huh? Begin to find out where you left the love. Ask my wife. Today, they are like this. Oh, praise God. They've come back strong. I didn't sit down with them, say your own, do this. I said, find where you left your first love. The word of God is strong. And I believe they went, they started thinking where they left off. So go and take it back. and establish your marriage again. Hallelujah. So the thing is, remember therefore how thou hast received. That's what we read from our scripture. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Amen. Just like what? The first church age also, when he said, remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Brethren, tonight, we thank the Lord that he has admonished us to be what? To be watchful, and be what? To be strong, strengthen ourselves in all situations. But we know now that we must be obedient to what? To the word of God. Amen. As I said, tonight will be Bible studies, and at least we have found what the seven spirits of God are. And we have been admonished to be what? Watchful. How many love the Lord? Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. Let us remain steadfast. Praise God. And be strong. Amen. Probably we'll be closing a little bit early. Amen. So, our song leader just come. Let's sing some praises. And thank the Lord for tonight. Do you love him? Amen. We thank the Lord. Praise God.
Blessed assurance, Jesus
is mine.
Over the fortress of glory divine, there are salvation, open gates of God. My story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my side. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior and happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song,
my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Praising my Savior all day long.
Tonight, some of our brethren, as we have already taken it upon ourselves that from this time going, we will carry the burden of one another. Amen. Some of our brethren have traveled, our pastors have traveled. Let us commit them into the hands of the Lord. And Bravegas also, Lord willing, tomorrow he will be traveling. Let's commit him into the hands of the Lord. And then we will bring our requests once again to the presence of the Lord again. Those who are looking for the rightful job, amen, that the Lord will open the doors for them, no matter how hard the padlocks the enemy has put in. We know that the same God that broke the prison doors and broke all the shackles that were on Paul and Silas, he's that same God tonight. And that whatever hindrance and obstacles the enemy has raised, we know that he is able to break all those shackles. So we will commit that also into the hand of the Lord, those who are looking for the rightful job from the Lord, that the Lord provide them, because he is the way, he shows the way. The same also, those who are looking for documents, that their documents are still not in order, we will remember them in prayer. And then the homes that are looking for the cry of babies, we will commit that also into the hands of the Lord. These are the three things we all the time we've been praying over, and we know that he said we should ask and it shall be given unto us, we should seek and we shall find. When we knock, he will open the door. Let us be like that widow, amen, that even the wicked lawyer had to what? Had to attend to her will. Praise God. Even Jesus was referring to that wicked man, that even him, when every day this woman was knocking, oh, go, come back tomorrow. The woman will go, come back. Oh, the woman had really good patience, you see. He had real good patience. Go, come tomorrow. The woman will go, tomorrow will come. Who is there? Ah, it's me, lawyer. I say, ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a little bit busy, so next week you come. It's okay. She goes, next week. Who is there? It's me, I've come. I say, ah, yeah. I had to just see to this woman and so that he stopped worrying me. He said, this wicked lawyer even had to attend to her. I said, what about now your father, your holy father, that you ask, be knocking and he will not open to you? He himself was referring you to him. Look at me and look at that wicked man. Even he was able to attend to her. What of about me? Amen. We know he will do it. So let us first now commit our pastor and our other brethren that have traveled, and then Bravegas also and family that will be traveling tomorrow. Let us give us just one prayer song that we can start praying. Amen.
In the cross,
in the cross be my glory ever, till my captured soul shall find rest beyond
the cross again.
Oh, in the cross,
Ghost be my glory. As you prepare yourself, get yourself to prayer. My rapture soul shall rest beyond the reach. Let's sing it once again. Oh, in the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever till my rapture soul shall find rest beyond. Now let us pray. Now let us remember our brethren that have traveled, that the Lord will keep them safe wherever they are. Our pastor, even as he goes to meet the saints in Scotland, let us all commit them into it. Let us all pray on this issue first, and then we move to another thing. Let us all commit them to the hands of the Lord. Even our precious brother Vegas and the family that will be traveling tomorrow, let's bring all before the Lord for journey mercies. The Lord keep those who are already at their destinations, that the Lord will be wherever they are, because we know He is the omnipresent God. He is everywhere. That the Lord will continue to keep the fire burning wherever they are. That the Lord Himself will see to their needs and whatever they went purposely for, that the Lord will let it be abundantly and exceedingly for them, and that they will come back with testimonies to the glory of the Lord. Oh, Father, we remember our brethren, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We remember them, oh God. Many have traveled, oh God, to meet their families, Lord. Father, we commit the families, Lord, into your hands. They are going to see their old fathers, their old mothers, their uncles, and all other siblings, Lord Jesus, Father. We commit their homes over there, Lord, into your hands, O Lord Jesus. Father, keep them. And Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, the purpose for which, O God, they have traveled, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, O God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you the glory because you are God. And Lord, we know you will never fail us, Lord. We thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. We bless you. Give glory to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. 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 Let's sing that song, Wonderful, Wonderful Jesus is to me. Amen. How many believe? God richly bless you.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is in me. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise His name, wonderful,
wonderful,
Jesus is to me. Oh, Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is in. Oh, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Christ.
Let's sing it once again.
Oh, wonderful,
wonderful,
oh, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is in. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is the Redeemer, praise His name.
Wonderful. Jesus is to me,
Counselor. Oh, mighty God is saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame.
Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful is my
Amen.
Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is here, saving me, keeping me
from all sin and shame.
Wonderful,
wonderful is our Redeemer. Praise His name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We ask our precious brother Vlad to just pray, keeping us safe and granting, asking for genuine mercies from the Lord as we go back home. And let's carry the word of God with us. Amen. Genuine mercies.
Lord, we just sang song, wonderful, wonderful.
Amen.
Jesus is to me. Lord, you are same always to us. You never change. You are a protector. You go always with us, oh Lord, because you promised in your word that you never leave us alone. Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we can just sing wonderful, wonderful. Devil will come with his clouds just to darken the thing, oh Lord. Mm. But you are always the same. You are always with
thank
us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We want to say thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you that we could be here in your house, oh Lord, that we could be
Lord.
Around your table, Lord, this evening.
God.
That you fed us, oh Lord, with your word. Oh Lord, like David says, you spoke once, but I heard twice.
Yes, yes.
You
yes,
speak
Lord.
On our journey home.
Yes, Lord.
You speak,
Jesus.
Oh Lord, wherever we are, oh Lord.
Amen.
Just revive us within our soul, oh Lord, with
yes,
your spirit,
Lord,
with your joy, with your
Amen.
Spirit, oh Lord.
Amen.
Because you says you will be with us.
Yes.
When devil is around coming, whatever, oh Lord, let us shut up with you, oh Lord.
Amen.
That everything will be behind us. That
yes,
you,
Lord
that
Jesus.
We will be shut with you, oh Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord, in the glory of Shekinah.
Yes.
Oh Lord, we just ask those things when we leave this place. Like the song says, we want to take your name wherever we go, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we want to take your name.
Yes,
oh Lord, because we are just like Abraham. He was traveling from place to place.
Mm.
But we are waiting that home, permanent home.
Amen.
Oh Lord, where you went to prepare for us. Oh
yes,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Be with us. Be with our families. We think about those people who are not here.
Yes,
Pastor
Lord.
And Brother George, brothers, they are going. Even me, I will be going. My
yes,
family, oh
yes,
Lord. Help us. Be with us, oh Lord. Lead us, guide us until we meet once again, oh Lord. We commit our ways into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.